government has in their files released. And these documents were from the 1990s, and they just got released in 2005, and the Pentagon was working with, was trying to develop a way to defeat an enemy without going to war with them. So one thing they developed was what they called a homosexual gas. They drop the bomb, boom, the gas comes out, and all the men become gay. And then they don't have to fight them. Now, I know because we don't understand the power of chemistry that we think that that's impossible. But what is it that makes you a male? What is the chemical that gives you your desire or your drive like a man? It's called testosterone, is that right? And the chemical that gives the female the soft skin, the beautiful appearance, the long hair is called estrogen, right or wrong? Now, see, females have testosterone too, just not as much as the man, right? Now, when a female has too much estrogen, right, the body converts that estrogen to testosterone, which is the male hormone. Y'all got that? See, when you, now I don't want to talk about anybody, but if you see, if you go to the circus and you see the woman with the beard, right, see, that's a woman whose body is producing too much testosterone. That's all it is, right? So now, if these are chemicals that are in you that make you the way you are, that's why when a man gets a sex change, they give him estrogen pills.
That's right.
To make his skin soft so he gets feminine features. So the enemy is not stupid. He has a gas that can make you gay. And you wonder why so many homosexuals running around here. Because they put these chemicals in the foods that you eat. What do they feed the cows to make the cows grow up in 3 weeks? What do they feed the chickens to make the chickens grow up in 3 weeks? What do they give them? They give them hormones. And then you go to Kentucky Fried, right? And you eat that chicken, and you wonder why your six-year-old sister got breasts, right? Or you wonder why you are a man, and you like, you know, I'm just feeling these feelings like, you know, I just want somebody to hug me, you know? And I work in high school, and I see it every day. See, there was a time when I was teaching where you could challenge the male child, and the male child getting a challenge from another man would make him rise to the occasion because he wants to be a man, right? But it's not like that today. If you challenge the male child today, he punks out.
Why you picking on me? Man, shoot, I ain't man. Man, Miss Muhammad up, man, shoot. Nigga always picking on somebody.
That's the male child today. And then you challenge the female child, she rises to the occasion. I'm not telling you something that I don't know. I see it every day. I teach in the public schools. And most of the fights are among females in public schools. But why are the fights among the females? Because they're eating all this food injected with estrogen. And their body is converting it to testosterone. So when Latasha Nicole looks at them the wrong way, she punches them dead in the mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's not the subject. But I'm just showing you that we have a real enemy that wants the death of all black people. Now, and the thing that can save us from their plan against us is the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's what saved Malcolm X and made this man a world leader, right? See, let me read to you something out of the autobiography of Malcolm X on page 150. Because he was under no illusion that the thing that made him great was the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He says that I had sunk to the very bottom of the American white man society. And in prison, I found Allah and the religion of Islam, and it completely transformed my life. We're talking about Malcolm X. Now, I'm gonna read to you what Malcolm X wrote in a letter to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, March 25th, 1959. He says, "It is you, thanks to Allah, who made me what I am today, and I owe my life and my entire being to you, even though I know all praise is due to Allah." That's a letter that Malcolm X wrote the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1959. Now, some of y'all listen to Jay-Z, right? And you heard the song. I always get that response, like, don't nobody listen to Jay-Z. I listen to Jay-Z. I know. They're in the mosque, and they trying to act like, you know, well, we don't listen to that, brother. Now, Jay-Z says in the song, "Dirt Off Your Shoulder," that I came from the bottom